You're a wanted man, Peter Parker.
You don't believe what the police are saying, do you?
My dad has 500 officers looking for you.
The Amazing Spider-Man has lit up the box offices on its first day in the movie theaters. The new 3D release earned $35 million, setting a new record for a Tuesday movie opening. It's beaten Transformers, which earned $28 million when it opened on a Tuesday before the 4th back in 2007.
Joining us to talk about it, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. The Amazing Spider-Man, Anne. Is it worth it?
Well, it's not exactly amazing. I wouldn't go that far, but it's a pretty good start to a new reboot to the franchise. It seems like just yesterday that we were watching young Peter Parker get bitten by a mutant spider and turn into Spider-Man, and we have to kind of go through all of that again. I mean, when they say reboot, they mean going back to the square one and taking us all the way through that origin story, which I think the last series is so fresh in so many people's minds that they're going to find that a little tiresome. And that results in an overlong movie. That said, though, the new Spider-Man, who's this young British actor named Andrew Garfield, who's a terrific actor, and Emma Stone as his love interest, Gwen Stacy, are wonderful. And I think their casting and their chemistry on screen bodes really well for this new series. He's a very complicated, you know, I think Garfield turns in such a nuanced performance that it promises that we're going to see a lot more sort of shadings of Peter Parker in future movies. So I really look forward to seeing what they'll do in oncoming films. But just be prepared. It's a almost a two-and-a-half-hour movie. So, but I guess in this heat, you know, if you need to get into the air conditioning, you could do a whole lot worse.
Talk a little bit about Emma Stone, who I think is the person inhabiting Lindsay Lohan's career right now. Had she stayed on track, I think that's what we'd be seeing out of her, right?
What a great way to put it. Yeah, she's terrific, and I've been sort of aware of her since a movie called Zombieland a few years ago, in which she played the romantic lead, and then, of course, she was in the big super hit The Help last year, and many movies in between. And she plays this young woman named Gwen Stacy, who's a fellow high school student with Peter. And there's just a lot of fizz and intelligence. You know, it's not just that she's pretty because she's just adorable looking, but there's just so much smartness, you know, going on behind the eyes. And in the same way that there's a lot more emotional depth, I think, going on behind Garfield's eyes. So, you know, together there, it's just, I think they really bring a lot more sort of interesting complications to the characters. So let's put it this way. I wish them the best, and I hope we don't have to go through yet another reboot in another 10 years.
All right, Anne, thanks a lot, and a happy Independence Day.
Thank you, and same to both of you.